And our community connection this morning brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. We'll talk Washington County Free Fair coming up in just a bit.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and it is getting to be fair time. Get the binding on those quilts, dust off those photographs, get the vegetables pulled. Well, no, you don't have to pull them out of the garden quite yet. Pam Pollock and Janet Vermillion in to help me out this morning. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Charlie.
It is getting to be fair time. Just about, what, 3 weeks?
About 3 weeks. We're kicking things off.
Yeah.
Already been out this morning. We put a brand new banner up out on Highway 75 and Frank Phillips Boulevard. The city of Bartlesville was gracious enough to let us put a banner up there this year.
Cool. I saw the banner for the first time, I think, at the radio station auction up at the fairgrounds a couple of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago, yes.
And we are a family.
Yes, we are.
Not to be confused with a song of the same name, although I guess we could use it if we want to. But how did you arrive at the theme for this year? Because I know you've got a lot of families that have been involved for a long time.
We, you know, here recently with all the economic stuff that's been going on, and we had several families that stepped up and spoke for the fairgrounds. And to me, it was logical to go with the theme, We Are Family.
Okay, sounds good to me. Well, I heard you talking during the lead up here before we went on the air, and I don't know if we want to start mentioning names because we'll probably leave somebody out, but I'll leave that to you. But several families that, I mean, measuring their involvement in the fair in decades.
In decades, yes. Yes, we're going to be honoring, I'd rather not say what families just yet, but we're going to be honoring two families as grand marshals.
Sounds like a great deal. And the fair, I think, not only this one, but county fairs across the country just have always been a family occurrence. The youngsters may be working on a livestock project. I can't help thinking of a Andy Griffith Show episode where Aunt Bee's working on her pickles and Barney and Andy are saying these are the worst things they've ever eaten and go out and buy some. Anyway, it's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But all kinds of just, I mean, there are so many. A Broadway musical actually is around a state fair, but the concept is the same.
The concept is the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a family affair. It has been a family affair, especially here in Washington County. 102 years, Charlie.
Wow.
It has been a family tradition.
That is great, and no sign of giving up yet.
We've
got a lot of people, I'm sure, that are getting rid of their items,
They're getting their items ready, got superintendents getting ready to fix their booths and get things ready and get it rolling.
And, of course, the fairgrounds, the improvements over the last several years, it looks great.
We work hard up there.
the both ends of the fair building plus all the livestock barns, I assume they will be full again. Family barnyard probably won't change much. It's a hit every year.
It's a hit every year. Our children's barnyard at one time was a state award-winning fair event.
Yeah.
Yes.
And something new and probably a whole lot of returning events, keeping it fresh and making sure that the things that people go to the fair for are still there.
Yes. Of course, we're going to, you know, we've got the great food. I mean, everybody shows up on that Thursday for those chicken and noodles from the OHCE groups.
Well, there's one good reason for that.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff. And, of course, the OHC has the bazaar in the south room where you can buy all kinds of baked goods and cookies and candies.
A lot of those things freeze well, real well. We pull them out around Thanksgiving time and Christmas time, and they are still probably just as good as they came off the cookie sheet when they made them.
Most definitely. and of course, we have our 4-H groups that will be serving on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Not real sure what they're serving just yet, but it's got to be good.
Yeah, that's right.
And then on Saturday, we have the Bartlesville Indian Women's Club. Going to be serving their famous Indian tacos.
Boy, those are famous tacos, too.
Yes.
They really are good.
Very good.
I think people...
I'm hungry, Charlie. I'm ready.
Yeah. People set their calendar for things like Sunfest and the county fair to go out and get those tacos.
Yes.
That's great. Yep. Well, the fair books are out. We ran something late last week and over the weekend about the fact that they are out. You can download them from the county website.
Yes. Download them from the county website. You can pick them up at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
You can pick them up at the extension office, or more commonly referred to as the Ag Center.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick them
up. Which, by the way, if you don't know where that's at, that is along with the fair complex adjacent to Dewey Schools. It's really easy to find.
Right. The Ag Center is just north of the fairgrounds building. Mm-hmm. Atwood has fair books. Bartlesville City Library has fair books. Tractor Supply. There's several locations throughout the city where you can get the fair books, or of course go online to the county website.
So countycourthouse.org.
Countycourthouse.org.
And you can find that. I believe it's under the fair link. I think it's pretty easy to find.
Yes.
And so go out, download the digital copy of that one. You can have your very own to look at it on your phone or tablet or computer or however you want to look at it anytime you want to. And I doubt seriously if the categories have changed much, because you've already got it pretty well outlined. If there's something you want to show at the fair, there's a category for it somewhere.
There's usually a category for it. If there's not, we're going to let you display it. So we're not going to turn anything down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I know you brought Janet along, and the two of you are kind of the face and voice of the fair for a number of years now, and I wouldn't want that to change. You guys are always doing a great job. And when we look at what all is going on at the fair, let's just kind of start it off with getting your exhibits to the fair and kind of walk me through it.
Right. Entry day is September the 6th. And you can bring your entries from noon to 7 p.m. that night.
That's a Tuesday.
Okay. And then I want to remind everyone that the fair building will be closed on the 7th. That is judging day.
You don't want us snooping over the judge's shoulder?
Want the judges to have the quiet atmosphere so they can go over stuff and get it right.
But Pam, it's important they know that I worked real hard on this thing.
There'll be plenty of time to come in and find out what kind of ribbon you got, Charlie. I know that's a lot of anxiety for people to wait to see what they got on their stuff. But we do like for our judges to have a nice quiet atmosphere so they can judge the items.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how and where you get your judges from every year. I know they rotate around, so you're not using the same people every year. But they are out of the area, and they always do a marvelous job. Whether individuals agree with individual ribbons is another story, but they always do a great job.
They always do a great job, and the judges that we have, they cannot be from this county. So they come from surrounding counties. We even have some judges that come out of Kansas. So,
okay, that sounds good. As long as they give an impartial verdict, why we're good.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Charlie, on Thursday, September the 8th, the fairgrounds opens for the public. Mm-hmm. And Thursday really is a big kickoff day for the fair. And I want to remind everybody, it's a free fair.
Yeah,
it's that's free. The families can come. Mm-hmm. Some of the schools come in during the day and bring their students. And we think it's a great thing for kids to see and do.
It is. And the buses are out there both Thursday and Friday. The students seem to always have a good time.
Yeah. It opens at 9 a.m. to the public on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Thursday... Pam has organized a lot of great events. We have a tractor driving contest and Kubota here in Bartlesville. The manager, Mike Maddox, has been wonderful to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring in the equipment, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And then Thursday...
I want to make sure people understand this. We're talking full-size tractors,
yes,
not the little pedal tractors.
Right.
Okay.
This is the big tractors, tractor driving contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also on Thursday, the cattle women it's pie auction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Charlie, those pies are wonderful. They bring in 30 or 40 pies, and they have a full-blown auction there in the north room.
And, mm-hmm. and they, I mean, it's a fundraiser for the cattle women, but some of those pies should have won blue ribbons or you know, grand prizes in a pie tasting contest. They're great.
You,
yeah.
You bet. You bet.
Yeah, every one of them could.
Yeah.
Most of their funds that they raise at that auction go towards scholarships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love that. It gives back to the community.
It does. And there are so many of the area organizations that are involved one way or another at the fair, as far as maybe an exhibit, or they come out and give of their time and expertise to help out.
Right. Okay. And that starts at 6 o'clock Thursday night. So you can come in and have dinner, the chicken and noodle dinner. And I've seen guys been on these pies and then they go back to their table and cut it open and eat it right there.
Sometimes they even share with their friends.
Yeah. And then right after the pie auction, Charlie, we have a recording artist.
Okay.
That will perform in the North Room right after the auction, pie auction.
And this
and
is
Clint Gilbert.
There you go.
Yeah.
Clint, if you've heard Clint, great sound, and I'm sure he will have some CDs or something available, although I haven't seen that in print. That's what recording artists do.
Yes, he's very good, and we're lucky that he had time in his schedule to come. And Clint's been there several times, and he's donated his time, and we really appreciate him doing that.
Well, that's great, and that kind of sets off an evening of entertainment that runs all the way through the rest of the fair until you shut it down on Saturday afternoon.
Right. And Friday during the day, the 4-H group, like Pam said earlier, will be serving lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. And there'll be all kinds of other music events, and I think dancers.
Dancing, line dancers.
Line dancers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of events. If you haven't been to the fair, come out. I mean, we're gonna have something that you're gonna enjoy.
Absolutely. And if you've been to the fair, you know what's there, so come on and see your friends and neighbors.
Right. Yep. And we're also having the antique cars on display out in front of the fairgrounds on Friday.
Is that one of the area clubs that we can mention?
Oldies and Goodies.
Oldies and Goodies.
That would have been my guess, but I didn't want to say because I'd be wrong.
Yes.
We will continue talking about the Washington County Free Fair coming up next month in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And continuing our time this morning with Janet Vermillion and Pam Pollock, talking about the Washington County Free Fair. And that starts actually Tuesday after Labor Day Monday. So come on out to the fair.
Yes. We were just thinking, 3 years ago, Charlie, we had the state record pumpkin.
We did.
At our fair, which was, I mean, that was a great, great crowd pleaser.
As I recall, Pam, the gentleman knew he had a really big one, but he had any idea how big it was till he brought it out to the fair.
Till he brought it to the fair, and we had several high school students help us put that pumpkin on a set of scales, and we were all quite shocked. And kind of in dismay at how much it weighed. Our ag educator at that point called the state and verified that we did have the state record pumpkin. Along with that, Charlie, the Master Gardeners, every year they do the Great Pumpkin Contest, and they have prizes that they award for that biggest pumpkin.
Wow. That is tremendous that they come out, and they usually have a nice display. I think last year they were talking about butterflies and their importance to the whole ecosystem. But whether it's butterflies or the Great Pumpkin Contest or anything else that the Master Gardeners do, they are involved in what's going on at the fair.
Yes, most definitely. They have one of the largest displays at our fair. So yeah. You got to come out and see what the Master Gardeners are doing.
And of course that's a hit for the students as well.
Yes, most definitely. It all ties in, Charlie.
It does. We talked a lot about what's going on inside the fair building itself, but you know, there's other buildings to the west of the fair building itself that there's still things going on too.
Yes, of course, you know, you need to come to the barns and see the animals. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday night, we have a dairy cattle contest, and we have a dairy goat contest. And those kick off on Friday evening. The dairy cattle will be in the large main arena, and the dairy goats will be in the small north arena.
Okay. And there's an equestrian event that goes on as well.
Yes. On Saturday, we have our open horse show. All you horse enthusiasts, please bring your horses and come and enjoy the day doing events in the main arena.
Yeah, it's a full 3 days of things going on throughout the fairgrounds.
Throughout the whole area is utilized. This year also, Charlie, something new. We're going to have a turtle race.
Cool.
So all you kids out there, gather up your turtles, see who has the fastest turtle, because we're going to have turtle races.
Okay, so they need to start getting those turtles in training, I guess, now.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
Where's it going to be, and how do you have to sign up in advance, or just come and bring your turtle?
Just come and bring your turtle, and we'll have someone there that will take your name and
put a number on your turtle.
Put a number on your turtle.
There you go.
We're gonna put all those turtles under a barrel, and we're going to paint lines on the asphalt, and we'll remove that barrel and let the turtles go to race.
All right, yeah. Sounds good. When would that be during the fair?
That's on Friday
night around 6:00.
Okay.
Yep.
So come on out to the fairgrounds, bring your turtle, and do whatever it takes to motivate that turtle to go real fast. In a straight line, mostly.
Yes.
This is such fun, I think, for so many people, because particularly on the home projects that they've worked on, I don't care, the needlework, the canning, all the other things.
Photography.
All part of the fair. The photography has been a growing part of the fair the last several years. I think they were down a little bit on some of it last year, but you look at the last 5 years, that's been a big part of what's going on at the fair.
Right. Probably our lowest year was 2 years ago when we had the storm that hit before the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Entries were low on everything because people were cleaning up from storm damage.
Yeah.
But every year, our photography department just keeps growing.
Whether it's traditional with a camera that's built as a camera, or a camera that's part of your phone, and photo manipulation, darkroom type techniques, although those are done typically digitally now.
Yes.
All those things are part of the photography exhibit as well.
Yep. And our floral department, absolutely beautiful floral department. The ladies that do the floral department are absolutely wonderful.
Okay.
Also, our fruits and vegetables. Now, in our fruits and vegetables, it varies by years. You know, 3 years ago, we were in severe drought.
Yes.
And we had two tables of fruits and vegetables. And then year after that, I had to put up extra tables. We had more fruits and vegetables than we'd ever had.
Wow.
So
Well, Janet, just in less than a minute left to go, what else can we tell people about the fair other than just come on out and be ready to have a good time?
Well, there's something for everyone, Charlie. And some people may think it's only about animals, but it's not just about animals.
Yeah.
It is for the entire community and the county to come out and look at and have a great time, have good food, great entertainment, and meet friends there at the fair.
And win cash prizes,
yeah,
if you enter, so come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. So
again, come on out to the fair. It's coming up, for entries, it starts the day after Labor Day, Monday, but then open to the public on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. ONN News.